The all-new Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Greg Fleet.
The all-new Sprinter. What's that about, Ed?
I'm guessing it's a van.
It's some sort of van. We'll climb into it later. Greg Fleet's here.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, I'm a disappointed man. I've only just got my head around the Vito. I just got out and bought a Vito.
Hey, it's really lucky you're here today, Greg, because we're playing What Would Greg Fleet Do?
Yeah, that would have been weird with Mars on.
I can't tell you exactly what he'd do, but I know someone who'll be able to.
And we're also going to be asking what else should be banned. Let's start banning things willy-nilly.
Good idea.
Let's burn a few books today.
All right then.
What else is coming up?
Well, let's start with Zoo Magazine. We're going to have a little listen into what Imogen's got to say this week.
She'll solve our moral dilemmas for us.
And the German police are on the prowl for busty cheats, thankfully.
Of course they are. It's all coming up on Get This, along with music. Do you
love me? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I mean, for heaven's sake, can we get a sense of proportion?
Thank you, Old School in Excess. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that man, Ed Cavill.
Good morning, Osaka.
It's Richard Marsland on the buttons.
Good evening, London.
And looking, as he says, swarthy. And please, a big fat fake round for Greg Fleet. Here he is.
And a cheeky little Filipino hello to you.
Hey, you're here on a good week, Fleety.
Yeah.
Because what have we got coming up this week?
Homeowners. You know, a lot of home invasions, you know, people snooping around the properties, neighbourhood disputes, a lot of people getting their cars vandalised.
That doesn't sound like a great week of show.
Weird week on radio.
No, I've got a lot of snooping coming up. So much snooping, Greg.
Snooping is fine on radio, but I'll tell you what, I'm sick and tired of listening to cars being vandalised. It sounds good on paper, it's good on TV, but on radio, oh, so boring.
Ed, just before we went to air, I've turned to Greg his phone's gone off.
Yeah, I've got friends.
You've got to put it to it. Hold it up to the phone. Who is it?
I've just turned it off. I've got no idea. What's DEBT collector?
Funny you say that, because just before we went to air, I've turned to Greg and gone, you know, what's happened in your life that I can ask you about? Gone, oh, I've split with me management acrimoniously. I'm not sure if he said acrimoniously.
No, I don't know what that word means.
So you're now self-managed, are you, Greg?
Yeah, kind of. Well, you know, I'm on the market. There's a bidding war going on at the moment.
Is it between?
Between the Sydney Swans and Harry and Miller, which is really kind of strange.
Go with the Swans, yeah. Go with the Swans.
Now, if there are any, you know, high-powered Harry M types listening, what do you bring to the table? What's in the brochure?
Well, basically, if you want somebody on your books who's reliable, funny, really good with money. I'm kind of a comic financial consultant.
Right.
I've been to one of your shows, and you'll do the 2-hour set, everybody's laughing, and then you go, okay, guys, but seriously, bring your investment portfolios up, let's have a look. And that's the Q&A at the end.
Preferably in cash.
I love how, you know, I've never seen a stand-up show where everyone gets invoiced as they're leaving.
That reminds me, I have to write an invoice. But, I did the Fringe Festival on the weekend. The Fringe Festival.
Oh, in Melbourne,
Melbourne Fringe Festival, and did a gig there. Of course, being bald, it's kind of ironic that I do the Fringe Festival. This morning I put some, I was chucking out all this stuff, and I chucked this old ironing board out the front of our house because it's hard rubbish. With this ironing board out and all these bags of rubbish and some cereal boxes, and I won the Fringe Sculpture Competition.
Every day is Hard Rubbish Day at the Fringe Festival. Hard Rubbish Day. Is that a good name for our album here?
Hard Rubbish.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Greg is on our album.
Oh, yes.
There's a Get This album coming out, but it's not some sort of money spinner.
No, siree, Bob.
Of course not. I'm involved.
Like other shows would do. It's going to be free.
Free.
Oh, cool.
But there's only going to be 1,000 of them stamped.
And there's a running race to see who gets them.
Is that how it's decided? A running race?
A game of Bull Rush, or British Bulldog if you're from somewhere weird, where all of the listeners, as many as they want, stand on one side of an oval. Armitage, Tone, Greg, and Nikki. We stand in the middle, and whoever can get past us without getting tackled gets an album.
Gets an album.
Well, wow, it's a bit unfair, though. There's like five of us and only three listeners.
We've been putting dead. There's so much effort has gone into this album. Matty Dow staying up all night on the pots and pans.
Yeah.
2 months' work so far.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's free, and there's only going to be 1,000 of them.
Free is the magic number.
Are we going to sign them, Tone? Are we going to do anything?
Well, I think they should be numbered. Although I think about half of them go to the sales department to suck up to their clients.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But the rest, the 500 that we get,
okay,
just to our top shelf listeners.
Top shelf listeners.
Yeah, like a sort of frequent listener, like a gold class frequent listener.
We like things that turn our audience against each other.
Yeah, that's Now you're talking. Okay, new game, right? All of the albums are in the middle of a field, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All of the listeners show up and get dressed in a it's a knockout costume. A couple is the big horse.
Medieval.
A few is the penguins.
Yeah.
Couple is pirates.
Yeah.
Armitage shoots a gun into the air.
Uh-huh.
Just bring one of your rifles.
Yeah.
Bang, into the air. Everyone runs in and just fights over the albums, and whoever gets them, gets them.
And is Billy J. Smith commentating?
I think he's right.
He's fallen over!
What about a sort of Survivor kind of situation?
Okay.
Like, and then we can make it racist as well.
There we go.
Fantastic. People have to be divided up by nationality. Because that's great, Telly.
Yeah, we're talking.
People... But you're still going to bring your rifle.
No. Armitage is going to be bringing the rifles.
It doesn't matter what
he's got. The gun belt. He's wearing the gun belt today.
Bandolero.
I just hope this album is going to be out by the end of the year. So much effort's going into it, and then we're going to have to give them all away in like the last week.
Yeah, hurry up.
Well, you know what it is? Permissions, because a lot of our co-hosts are on.
Yeah.
And we need to get permission slips back to put the album
out. Well, who hasn't given permission?
Well, we can't find who manages Greg Fleet.
Good luck with that.
All right. Should we get this thing started?
Yes.
Oh, I brought it round in a circle.
Yes.
I'm keen to play What Would Greg Fleet Do?
Oh, me too.
Because there are a lot of moral dilemmas hanging in the air.
Mm-hmm. Greg's the final moral authority.
Let's sort it out next. I'll get this. That'd be those Franz Ferdinand lot with Take Me Out. Here, get this around the nation. Greg.
Okay, the new.
Greg Fleet is with us.
Oh, it's good to be back.
You may know Greg Fleet as the voice of the Home Hardware Plasticine Dog.
Yeah,
not
the
just
yellow
on the yellow one. Yeah, that's thank you, my friend. Sandy, as he's known.
And you two, one after another in the
double opera. Shots. A back-to-back double shot.
I had a bit of a take this. The triple. It was a triple shot on the weekend. Because I was watching on the ABC, Wildside.
Right.
Featuring Tony Martin, which was when obviously you've lost a bit of weight and changed a lot, you've grown hair and you're taller now.
You know how I can actually impersonate the other Tony Martin?
Go on.
Just by strangling myself. You just go,
what are you doing in the police force? What do you want to be a cop for, mate? Why would you want to do that?
It's a lot of effort, though. Most of your impersonations don't involve self-harm.
Don't involve erotic auto-asphyxiation.
I couldn't tell if that was Tony Martin or Michael Hutchins. Anyway, moving on. But I watched Tony Martin, and of course that's you, turned the TV over, saw the KFC ad for the first time, featuring the Cav, and followed straight up by a bit of Home Hardware work with me doing some of my finest yellow dog.
I don't know if you spotted this earlier. Greg called our show Take This.
No, Take That.
You've combined Get This and Take That.
Get This is... Take That is the new name of the show.
Take That?
Yeah.
We'll have to get a boy band of our own called Get That. Actually, no, Get That was what we were going to call our best of shows if we ever do them.
That's
but
right.
We haven't accumulated enough best
this
to do an of.
Get Them. Get Them. It's the best bit of other people's shows.
I tell you what. This is the big news at Get This. We're still sponsored by Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Vito out in the car park.
Yeah.
Sprinter. The all-new Sprinter. All I can work out is just massive.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's sort of bigger on the inside than, like, the TARDIS.
Yeah.
Looks big on the outside, inside even bigger.
Yeah.
A massive number of safety features.
And don't forget the scrotum.
Oh, sorry.
Don't forget that.
So
you've got to watch out.
a scrotum in the specs.
I know, it's a special. It's like one of those. You know when they release a new car, there's like 100 have got a special feature.
Oh, that's true.
But with the Sprinter, you have to watch out because certain ones. It seemed to have been taking steroids, but not all. Right. Only a few of the lazy cheating cars, yeah. And you can tell because they've got sort of yellow headlights.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they drive remarkably quickly.
That's interesting. Should a vehicle be allowed to take steroids?
Mm,
That's almost like a moral dilemma.
Almost like a link to our next segment.
Hey,
you mean our new segment called "What Would Greg Fleet Do"?
That's the one I'm talking about.
We need a bit of theme music. I've brought in instruments for everybody.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
So we can play it live.
Oh, okay. Can I have the bits of... Oh, no.
I think I got the worst one.
Okay, yeah. Nikki, our producer, if you could start off with a bit of woodblock work. Oh, just hit those woodblocks. There you go. Is that all right? You comfortable doing that?
Yep, got that.
Okay, it's very nice. Now, Mr. Marsden, one of these twisty things. That's good.
Well, why do you get the twisty?
Yeah, I majored in twisty things.
Well, you've got the bongos, Greg, if you want to start off on
play the bongos. I'm seriously...
look, you can!
Is that all right?
Okay, and I've got what?
You need a bit of elbow grease on the metal vase.
Metal vase.
Hit it with a spanner. Are you ready? There you go.
How's that?
That's very good. Okay, crank it up, Mr. Marsden. There we go.
If you were halfway down a water slide and you suddenly had to skew, if you bumped into a fat chick and said, when's the baby due? If you're piloting a DC-10 without a f***ing clue, then it's time to ask the question, what would Greg Fleet do? Probably come out with some nonsense, some rubbish about Camus. That's what happens when we ask him, what would Greg Fleet do? If you told a bunch of bikies you're an expert in Kung Fu, if there's a dead man on the golf course and you're spotted playing crew, if you're working with Mel Gibson and he hears that you're a Jew, then it's clearly time to wonder, what would Greg Fleet do?
Let's sort him out,
Tony.
That was so hard to get the bongos to that
and
rhythm.
And everyone was miming.
I know. That was the best bit. Someone had seen what was going on. We were all doing what we were told.
Diligently doing our thing. I was trying to keep it time. You know what, Tone?
Yeah.
I reckon you're one big kind of bossa nova-y number away. From like a 6 month stint at a casino.
Me too.
I dream
Tony
about
Martin
that.
Intimates. Just you, like with a tuxedo, with the bow tie undone, sitting on a on the stairs.
Right. Yeah.
Spotlight.
Yeah.
On comes Armitage.
Bow tie undone.
A bow tie undone. Yeah, right. Yeah. The four of us walk on with the instruments and away we crack.
But I've been banned from Jupiter's. I was an incident at the Radio Industry Goldie Awards in 1985.
What did you do?
I'm alleged to have punched out Billy J. Smith and tried to set fire to Wickety Whack.
It's been exaggerated.
That's been exaggerated.
It's been exaggerated.
I like it, though, the bossa nova. Hey, bossa nova fans, if you like your bossa nova with an English accent, it's time for Tony Martin Bosses the Nova.
We need some moral dilemmas. Here's one for you. Now, I don't know if this really, you can identify with this, Greg.
Uh-huh.
It's a fictional hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're playing Delivery Man 2 in episode 517 of Prisoner.
Was that it? What episode it was?
Yeah, 517.
Is this man obsessed?
No. And you discover the man playing Delivery Man 1 isn't a paid up member of Equity.
Ooh.
Do you white and him Richard Marsden style?
Well, who did Marsden do this to?
Oh, he's slowly white handing his way up the ladder at Rove's.
Yeah. That is just outrageous.
Would you do it?
No, I myself wouldn't have him, wouldn't inform on him.
Right.
What I would do is probably get someone that is expendable to do it for me. I'd get another.
Delivery Man 3.
Yeah, I'd get an extra. Or Delivery Man 3, as they're known. And I'd say, listen, if you go and tell the union this guy's not in the union, he'll probably get a speaking role.
And then you get slowly bumped up the Delivery Man ladder.
I think you'll find in the Delivery Man scheme of things, if something ever happens to Delivery Man 1, who takes over? Duel.
DM2.
Yeah,
DM2.
Yep.
Beautifully had. Okay, that's sorted. Got a moral dilemma for Gregory?
Gregory,
yeah.
You're at home and you've prepared a delicious dinner.
Which I did last night. I invented something.
What did you invent?
Grilled chicken with soy, garlic and marmalade. It sounds terrible. It was excellent.
Up until marmalade, I was like, I think people have invented chicken soy. There we go. Hey.
Soy and marmalade.
There's the kicker.
I call it marmalade.
Oh, little marmalade.
Delicious.
What's the dilemma? You've just stopped on just drooling at your own question.
I was actually imagining what that would taste like. So you've made a delicious chicken and marmalade dinner for yourself and somebody else,
ooh,
right? A dog has come up and licked their dinner.
Yeah, right. Like just licked it, not eating it.
Just, no, just
lapped
licked,
at it.
Just lapped at the marmalade.
Okay.
Do you swap the dinners and eat the licked one yourself, or do you allow them to just eat on?
I actually kind of did this last night. I dropped some of what I was making and just, you know, I thought, well, I'm not eating that one.
5 second rule.
Yep.
5 seconds, been on the ground for less than 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Clearly, the bacteria haven't jumped on board.
Oh, yeah, because at our place, they all abide by that rule. All the bacteria. You can see the bacteria with watches on.
Okay, here's a food-related one for you.
Uh-huh.
You're at a friend's house for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone to the toilet.
And this is unlikely already.
You've got to really picture this.
Okay.
You've already gone to the toilet, but then discovered there's no toilet paper.
Ooh.
But there are a number of handsome watercolours hanging unframed. What do you do?
This actually happened to me last night as well. I went yesterday to the Melbourne Art Gallery. It was the last day of the Picasso exhibition.
Yes, yeah.
And I went into the toilet. There, no toilet paper. But there was the Weeping Woman, the original, hanging. And I used it in a way that that you can probably imagine.
Would have made
and
it weep.
The price went through the roof.
I made it a tad more expressionistic. And when you go to the toilet at the Picasso exhibition and you look in the mirror, are both your eyes on one side of your face?
Yeah, and suddenly you've got a mandolin. What's that about?
Okay, Greg, you're an Albanian policeman. Right?
Oh, no, sorry, I was about to say, hey, no, I'm a performer. Yeah, I got you. I know. I see.
You're an Albanian policeman,
uh-huh.
And you're walking along one of your country's popular beaches.
Which town would I be in?
Grufne.
Okay.
And you suddenly spot 20 Swedish bathers who have gone topless when they're not allowed.
Mm.
Now, what do you do, Big Fleet? The locals are alarmed.
I would approach the Swedish bathers and I would demonstrate the covering up of breasts.
Okay.
Using, I don't know, something I could, if I couldn't find anything, my hands, I suppose. I could, I go, no, in my own stilted Swedish, I'd say, hands, no, you must wear your top, you must cover this part here.
Right.
Oh, would you do it for everyone? Would you demonstrate for everybody?
Each person, because each one would need to know individually. And then I would also say, because if you don't, someone might do this to you, and I'd show different things that people would do.
And the bathers would be so grateful at your help.
Yeah.
They'd probably just want to have sex with you on the beach.
That's possible. And the weird thing about when you live in is that that's not illegal.
Okay.
Everything else is.
I've got a sex question for you.
Yeah.
Did you see CSI last night?
Let me
the
guess.
The first one or the second one?
The one with Gary Sinise.
The New York one.
Ah, that's my question.
Okay.
You're having sex with a lingerie-clad woman on the balcony of your apartment.
That's because it's a TV show, not a film. If it was a film, she'd be naked.
It's PG, this question.
Okay.
And suddenly a crossbow arrow skewers your back and pins both you and your date to the wall.
Uh-huh.
Do you scream for help or attempt to forge on to second base?
Oh, I reckon I couldn't resist the
game.
I'd forge on, obviously, but I couldn't resist the temptation to yell out, "Help! I've been shot in the date." Yeah, that'd be my first impulse.
I think that's the sexiest thing you've ever said.
Forge
on to second base. What a chore.
I've just got time. I reckon one more dilemma.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do it? Here we go. This is, you're really going to have to picture this, Greg. You're walking up the street. And suddenly your girlfriend, behind the wheel of your own car, mounts the pavement and attempts to murder you.
Oh.
Do you apologise for your recent behaviour?
Sorry,
that's straight out of your diary. Actually happen to you?
Yes, but what actually did happen that day was I landed on the bonnet of the car, looked at her through the windshield, as opposed to using my X-ray vision and looking at it through a wall.
Fair enough.
And, and she had crazy big eyes, and she's just going, ah! And I'm lying on the bonnet looking at her. But the next thing that occurred to me in a heartbeat was, God, that was sexy. I can't believe I actually thought that.
You forged onto second base with a broken windscreen.
You're mental. You're crazy. You're some sort of psycho. That was so hot.
And you're still together, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you split with management on that level as well.
No, we're an item. And and there's been no real murder attempts have happened recently. Although... One thing that happened to me, and this is a bit of a dilemma, I caught her on the street with a spray can outside our house, like doing all this crazy graffiti on the wall, and I'm thinking, oh, what do? Do I tell her to stop? Do I call the landlord? And that's what I call a mural dilemma.
Oh! I think this segment has been soiled, and it's officially over.
Have you accidentally filled your petrol tank with super glue? Have you slagged off Nickelback so many times they tried to sue? Have the doctor checked your arse x-ray and found a platform shoe? You'll be glad we asked the question, what would Greg Lee do?
Oh, just one more moral dilemma.
Oh, great.
This is straight off the pots and pans from Matty Dower.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pet shops. If you went into a pet shop, would you be tempted to shoplift? I think that's evil and wrong.
I think it's awesome.
Look at this. This has been happening at a pet shop on the Gold Coast. Listen to this.
The bird burglar cautiously checks the room before putting his hand in the cage and making a grab for the lorikeet. He then shoves the bird down the side of his underpants. Hey. The heartless crime ruffling the feathers of the pet barn's owners.
The way the guy stuffed that bird inside his pants is strict animal cruelty.
Now, the way he stuffed it.
Can you just cue that clip up again?
Oh.
Because it's bad enough that you're stuffing a bird down your underpants.
The side of your underpants.
But have a listen to what, just the very first line, this is what it makes you.
The bird burglar cautiously checks the room.
See, you can do it, but you're going to be known as a bird burglar.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just birds. Have a listen.
The pet barn's been robbed several times before. People walking out with lizards, puppies, even snakes. And the pet pinchers are getting even more blatant. One thief getting away with a fish by tipping it into a McDonald's cup.
Oh, that's the same place where they got a guy out the front. Is that the pet barn? Yes. They caught a guy out the front with two Great Danes in his underpants. Just unbelievable. Yeah, a brindle one and a blue one.
Could have been worse. Mm. Could have been a bird burglar.
Get this.
The way the guy stuffed that bird inside his pants is strict animal cruelty.
For the next big thing from Mercedes-Benz, the all-new Sprinter.
Hey, let's get this around the nation. If you've just joined us, you've missed what would Greg Fleet do?
Yeah, and today's been such a high-powered show. It's just been so on fire, so punchy. You just took a little half-second break there, just a little gap of just saying, "Hey, we're kicking back. Mm-hmm. We're not rushing.
Mm-hmm. No, we're working to our own speed." And just in case all the ad breaks don't finish exactly in sync, and
yep,
the states, that's another way.
I know how he does that.
Welcome back to Get This.
Hey, Get This. Did we have a present at the Boytown premiere over the weekend?
I was there.
Oh, right, you were there, but I didn't see.
Yeah,
we haven't made it into the papers. Like, normally, Ed Cavalli is just all over the social
papers. Photo. KFC's very own, they call it. Own Ed Cavalli.
Burger enthusiast. I wasn't there. No photos of you, no photos of me.
But there were photos of Steve Vizard at the premiere.
I think, that's because he owns Boytown, I think, somehow.
Oh, does he? That owns the rights somehow.
No,
he owns the orphanage from the Mickey Rooney film.
But he hangs a couple of paintings in it, and it's tax deductible.
There it goes.
And ironically, I end up wiping my ass with them. So it's just, it all comes around. If you didn't listen to the early part of the show, that teaches you.
That'd be baffling,
mystifying. But obviously, this, because a lot of people are interested in our billboards.
Oh, yeah.
And wondering about our attire. People are saying, well done on the Grinning Idiot Award,
Thank
guys.
You very much.
Yeah. But Tone, the Indian brown suit and tie, please tell me they're from Wardrobe, or are you the proud owner? Says Darren Locke. We have pointed out they're not our bodies.
Not our bodies.
We weren't there on the day they took the photos.
I can see one from where I'm shooting.
And that suit and that body is actually Richard Kelly, who produces Tough Love with Mick Malloy and Robin Butler.
Yeah.
And who is it playing you in?
Zach from marketing.
Right. And he's smaller.
He's smaller than I am.
Than Richard Kelly.
Yeah.
So how have they made you still look hulking?
I don't look hulking.
They've just
Photoshop.
I don't look hulking. I look decidedly unhulking. It makes my head look slightly big, which is...
Now that you say they're not your bodies, it makes sense, because I kind of thought, there's something weird about that. But I tend to agree with whoever wrote that in. I think you could have done it with something a little more exciting in the fashion stage. It's a good photo, but
something more you.
I see the two of you and what you normally get around in, and that's not it. That's not how you normally...
Well, we get around in satiny caftans if they'd arrive.
Exactly. What is going on there? They've cashed the check.
Yeah.
I've checked my records.
Yeah.
And still no satiny caftans.
Is this Caftans Are Us?
No, this is satiny caftan loungers.
Yeah. Oh.
I reckon it's a scam.
They're in all the women's mags, and they're still in there.
They're still collecting
over the
cash.
Weekend, they're collecting the cash. Oh. We sent the check 6 weeks ago. Yeah. They've gone, we won't have any caftans till 26th of October. That's still ages away.
That's a caf scam. In fact, I've got such a headache, I'm going to go to the hospital and get a caf scam just to check that I'm all right.
Is this something for Naomi Robson?
Oh, oh, maybe. Could be.
Is that what this is?
Can she get a lizard on her shoulder somehow? Oh,
I'm hoping.
Some people would say it's calf tangible that this could happen. I'm Naomi Robson. This is a really... What sort of an attempt was that at sounding like Naomi Robson? I did nothing except just make my voice a little bit kind of weirder.
You were
like,
just so happy with the caftan puns.
I know.
You didn't care.
I thought the caftan in big font will carry any accent or voice or sexual character mistakes that I make. It'll just be cool.
I didn't spot a sexual character mistake.
Yeah. That was one. I was just thinking, as I said that, if I keep talking, no one will realise I've said sexual character, which means nothing. Yeah. Big font. Big font, small mind.
Something's changed since you were here last week. They've started putting this show to air.
Oh! No one told me that.
Hey, what about some more music? Yeah. I loved that earlier with everyone playing instruments.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Can we help it?
Yeah, I'd love you to help. You know what? I can't be bothered today. Greg, can you play guitar for us? Just play something that will probably be played in kind of slightly cheesy nightclubs till the year 6 million.
Uh-huh.
Tone, just start hand clapping when you feel the need. Okay. And Armitage, just crack in with vocals whenever you feel the need. Nikki, could you do me a favour? Just play everything else. Whenever you feel the need, just crack in.
How does something like this sound, you know?
Go 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We've done this before.
It's 2-for-1 drinks every Tuesday afternoon in
Rockhampton.
There we go.
This is simple.
More hand claps. Here we go. Everyone.
Hey! Oh, that was great when we all came in on that.
Diming.
Oh, look, that's the romantics. Let's get this around the nation on Triple M or KOFM if you're in Newcastle. Yes, Greg Fleet is with us. Fleety, we've got a few issues to get to today. Yeah. Who was watching the Sunday program on the weekend?
Nobody.
Correct.
Not Yarn Event.
I watched it. No sign of Laurie Oakes.
Oh, the Oak Man.
The Oaks.
Have they boned Laurie Oakes?
Have they cut down the Oaks?
It'd be a...
Oh,
you've been infected with Fleet. Fever.
Oh, you've got to be oaking.
But could he have been boned?
Oh, no, I doubt it.
It's a big job. That's a 3-man boning.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he couldn't. Did they get rid? They didn't get rid of who's the other guy from Canberra?
Peter Harvey.
Did they get rid of him as well? You've got to have one of those two guys in every current affairs sort of show.
Oh, you could have Jim Whaley.
Oh, yeah, the whale.
Crazy. He loves saying crazy.
Especially at this time of year. And you see him down at Warrnambool at this time of year, just frolicking with his friends.
With his friends?
With his friends.
Home Whaley watching.
Whaley watching? You're infected with Fleet Pug
Fever! Oh, my God, I didn't realise it was catching. I'm sorry, I thought I was better.
God, what else is going... I was watching Channel 9 last night, the 60 Minutes King of Swaziland.
Oh, that guy was great.
How many wives has he got how big is his smile?
How many wives has he got?
He wouldn't say.
His dad has 70.
Yeah. He wouldn't say, but he said, look, I can't really say. And he was actually really charming. And she said, how many children have you? He said, I can't really say. She said, how many would you like to have? And he said, with the wife question, he said, well, let me just say, I would like to have a good number.
And then she went, what's a good number?
911?
But he's, and I was watching that and I'm going, wow, it's a different way of life in Swaziland.
Because I thought it was identical here before.
But do you think they're going to be running the same campaigns we're running here of get with the program, assimilate? Oh. Come on, Whitey. Get some more wives, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, take your top off, lady, if you want to hang around here.
Give Swaziland a fair go.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
The king of Swaziland.
You've got to learn some Swazi. Enough of that English. I'd like to think they're running the same ads.
And it's so tiny. Swaziland is this tiny. It's a third of the size of Tasmania. Between Mozambique and South Africa. I don't know why someone didn't just gobble it up.
That's where Richard E. Grant's from.
He speaks a bit of Swaz.
Co-host on Get This.
And so apparently the king of Swaziland was originally
married
going to
Richard.
Play I
oh, really?
In With Nell Knight.
That would have been amazing.
It would have been a really good matchup, but at the last minute they went, hang on, no, And you're Swaziland royalty, not an actor, and not, it's probably not appropriate.
And I think Richard E. Grant was originally meant to play Eddie Murphy's role in Coming to America.
Yes, my friend, you're absolutely right. I just thought, there's no way anyone's going to have the filmic knowledge that I have to know that. But, yeah, there you go.
Here we are. What about the King of Swaziland's mum? When anyone goes to visit her, they have to get around on their knees. Did you see that?
I thought the guy was just doing some kind of, like, Fantasy Island parody. Like, this normal guy, educated, university-educated dude who's, like, the translator talking to the journalist. They walk into the house where the mum lives. Suddenly he's not there anymore. And you look down, and he's kneeling.
And he's there, but he's walking around
on his knees.
But he should have got the shoes
on the knees.
To the knees.
Absolutely. A bit of mini-me action.
Toulouse-Lautrec. But I'd like to think if that house burned down, everyone would still be running out on their knees.
Yeah, absolutely. Help! Hey. The plane.
Want to get up onto a higher plateau?
Yeah.
Let's do that. What should be banned? Things are being banned left, right and centre. Fizzy drinks.
They've got a tough gig these days, fizzy drinks. What's going on?
Fizzy drinks are getting a bad rap. They're being banned from the school tuck shops. We haven't got the clip anymore, but this happened earlier in the year and we had this kid on the news and it was the most heartbreaking vox pop you've ever heard. It was this kid going, I've been fizzy drinks. There's just no reason to go to school anymore.
The kid was probably a student at Passiona High.
See, now this, that I would watch.
As a TV show.
Principals of Toucan. Refreshing things happening all the time. Parties breaking out left, right and centre. Beach parties breaking out during maths.
And just stuff turning purple all the time.
Could I be the Reverend Bob at Passiona High?
Yes, you could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As played by Tony Martin.
And who would you be? Would you be Delivery Man 2?
I'm only ever Delivery Man 2. You know, you can call me different characters, you can put a different hat on me, but everyone knows it's DMT.
So obviously Armitage would be the school hunk.
And he'd be called, but he'd be tough too. He'd be like the school called, like, the big kids. He's called like Lodge.
Cabin Lodge.
And who would you be yet?
I don't know.
Your character from KFC. Maybe Gus can go back to school.
Burger enthusiast.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper.
Groundskeeper Gus.
I reckon you're going to get everyone who's ever been on the show as a character. I reckon Matt Quatermain, who's been on the show, should be Lodge.
Wait a second. Maybe we should, on the website, we should cast the first series of Passiona High.
Okay.
Co-host.
Shall I put that on the list, Ed?
No, I'm going to do it this afternoon.
You want me to put that on the long list?
Oh, look at me. I'm Tony Martin with all my mumba and samba songs. Look at me. Oh, yeah, can do all the crazy voices when I strangle myself. Well, Martin, this is going to be done by tomorrow. It's on the website.
So many things. What happened to
School of the Air leaves you a loner. Come to the school that they call Passiona. Passiona High.
There's the theme. Bang that one up, Manny D.
Yeah.
What about that segment you were going to do?
What?
Where you keep us up to date on David Copperfield's Fountain of Youth.
I've forgotten that.
It was supposed to be constant Copperfield Fountain of Youth updates.
This is something you could make up.
Because he's discovered a fountain of youth, a body of water that gives you everlasting life.
Yeah.
And it's at his property, on his island. What a coincidence. Lucky for a magician.
How do you reckon he stayed? You know, he was written, Charles Dickens wrote him in like the 1800s. How do you reckon he stayed so young?
We are moving on. That is it. Bans. Things are being banned. This happened a few months ago now, but you may have seen they're banning cartoons, like old cartoons, that have smoking in them.
That's insane.
They're leaving ones where someone falls through some power lines and gets sliced up like sushi.
Yeah, but that's a warning. Like, that should be on the packet. When you buy a packet of falling through power lines, it should say. But smoking it in cartoons, when people smoke,
falling through power lines.
Warning. Sometimes this can result in being cut up by sushi.
That was one of your jokes, Greg, where it takes a second. In my head, I start to think about, like, someone cracking open a packet of falling through power lines.
But probably best to move on.
Charles Dance,
Okay, that's being banned. Things that are, because kids will see someone smoking in a cartoon and go, I fancy doing that.
But in cartoons, whenever anyone smokes, they inevitably end up lighting the cigarette and it goes, and then they just burn like ash all the way down to their toes.
Their outline in ash holds in the air for about a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then sort of plops to the floor.
Yep, and little puff of smoke.
So many bad lessons in cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Careful if you're going into a tunnel, it might just be drawn on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, watch out for drawn on stuff a lot, would be my advice. Just generally, watch out for drawn on stuff.
Don't get obsessed. If you're a cat, you know, and your name's Tom or Jerry, whichever one it was, just let it go. Don't be obsessed with that mouse. He is smarter than... If you're hungry and you're obsessed with eating one thing, Wile E. Coyote style...
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Let it go, man. You're never going to get him.
And if you're a coyote, seriously, like, I'm giving you some advice here for free, my friend. The old pile of bird seed with free bird seed sign stuck in it with like an anvil hoisted above it. Ain't gonna work.
The
bird's seen the show.
I was walking along the street with a friend the other day, and there was a pile, this massive pile of like sand, and then a sign was stuck in the top that said "free sand." Right?
Oh, get away from it!
Right? I was like, no one wants any sand.
No.
A day later. Completely gone. But a sign lying on the ground.
But a chalk outline with a head with an anvil.
That would actually be a great thing to get. Let's do that. Get a pile of sand for the show. Get a pile of sand at the front.
Put
free sand in
it.
The next day the sign's gone and there's an anvil in the sand.
With a hat.
I feel outside.
That access to anvils is just a bit too easy in the cartoons, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
Don't need a license.
No, and well, Acme sell them. Acme sell them and ship them to the middle of the desert.
And yet their work is so shoddy. The results are so poor.
Coyote, middle of desert.
Yeah, absolutely. W Coyote, middle of desert. And also, they're rockets. Acme's rockets are just appalling. And roller skates. Why do they always sell them together?
How do they keep attracting custom, the Acme people?
Like the Kaftan people.
Should be banned? Here's what should be banned. I'm going to the service station. I want my petrol. I don't want chocolate bars for cheap. They're just the same price anyway. Two chocolate bars for $5 is not a bargain.
No.
But if you bought them separately, they'd be $2.50 each. I'm not interested in the chocolate bars. Yeah. I want my petrol.
You shove a couple of those into your petrol tank and it just ruins your car, too.
It's the way they just said more interested in selling those crappy chocolate bars than the petrol.
It's always polywaffles.
Polywaffles.
It's always your polywaffle, the one that nobody wants.
Really cheap. $7.50, polywaffle. That's not a bargain.
Ooh, was that your first slightly dodgy accent on
that
this
That was
show?
Near to dodgy. It went to the cliff. But it didn't jump over.
And I'll tell you what, if Tony turns that into a song, you watch, that accent will miraculously turn into Polly Waffle goes only up £7.44.
Apples and pears, touch it, you rubbish.
Apples and pears, they're right next to me plums.
What should be banned?
What should be banned? I reckon guitars, drums, bass and singer. It should be banned. Oh, the loneliness. It just devours me like some kind of cancer.
God, Ed, save us, please. What should be banned?
It's 133353. Start calling it because we're probably not going to get to a song. I reckon that clowns running for mayor should be banned. Check this guy out. In California, a clown called Kenneth Khan, Kenny the Clown, is running a long shot campaign for the top spot. Now, he's a clown, and this is his previous experience in public office. He says, "I have none." And they said, "Do you think he's going to win?" "Anything's possible." Honk, honk.
And where's he running?
He's running in Alameda in California.
For mayor?
For mayor.
Wow.
And he's going to show up all the time dressed as the clown. Any affairs, any meetings, anything, as the clown.
Shows up at official business at the red carpet. Mm. All the doors fall off the car. That's a good look.
And he's got his whole slogan is "Stop all the war, stop all the hater, vote for a clown in a town like Almeida." He's got that on bumper stickers, but they go right around the car. he's a remarkable man. But the I reckon this should be banned. Trying to gas the Australian cricket team.
Oh, now what's going on there? Ash's death blot. Yeah. Pretty sinister. Except I love how the terrorist bloke drew the line at harming cricketers. Because he was a cricket fan.
Yeah, he was one of the gang of these terrorists, cricket-loving terrorist Shahzad Tanweer, Robbo, as he's known. he said to the other terrorists, "Hang on, no, I love cricket too much." They were going to spray sarin gas in the change rooms of the Australian cricket team at the Ashes. But I like this one quote in the article in the newspaper. It says, "By spraying sarin gas into the change rooms during the Ashes series, blah, blah, blah. Sarin gas, a highly toxic nerve agent that's one of the world's most dangerous chemical weapons. As opposed to those, like, innocuous chemical weapons that they have, you know? Like, it's a dangerous chemical weapon. What? A dangerous one? Run! You know, I thought it was just, like, one of those fun-loving chemical weapons.
One of those light chemical weapons.
Wacky chemical weapons.
So, obviously, it's a serious business, but yeah. It's interesting to me that that could be the weakness with Al-Qaeda. Their love of cricket! So, if we got the whole nation to just dress in cricket whites all the time.
All
it'll look
the time.
A bit Logan's Run.
It would. Yeah. Yeah. Hello, well, let's kill anyone over 30.
anyone baffled by the last 2 seconds of conversation? Logan's Run is a sci-fi film with Michael York.
And Peter Ustinov.
Well worth a look.
Yeah, and there was a TV spin-off with a bloke with one arm, a robot with one arm.
Really?
Was he a one-arm robot, or was he just in one episode?
I think that The Island, that film with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson, I think that was a full-on rip-off of Logan's Run.
Bada-bing!
Yeah. There you go.
Correct!
Are we still on here?
Yeah, of course we are.
We're looking for things that need...
Straight to the callers.
Should be bad.
Let's go straight to the callers.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, really well. And what should be banned?
Well, I feel that men should be banned.
Oh! Okay. Why is that? What have they done now,
these men? Do we count as men?
I feel that they're primitive beasts who should not be allowed to roam the earth unleashed.
What's happened to you?
Nothing. I'm married to one.
Okay. He must have some good boys, though.
Yeah, he must have something good.
He can do the dishes and mow the lawn and things like that, but I feel they're primitive and they should be... If they're not neutered, they should be put on a leash.
I reckon if you've got a bloke that can do the dishes, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're
He's a metrosexual, that's
Like... Yeah, I bet
you
eats croissants.
Logan's Run. Well, what about another old movie, Soylent Green?
Which was People!
I have plans for men and Soylent Green.
Mandy, wow. You said too much. We're cricket fans, Mandy. Leave us alone.
Yeah, don't kill us.
How ironic that her name is Mandy.
What? Yeah, Man D. Man Destruction.
Written straight over my head. Nice work. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
How are you? Good, thanks, mate. Good. I reckon that they should ban over-the-hill TV presenters who are hosting... these young hip reality shows like Carl Sandyland.
Sandy. Yes, they should all be sent off to the Sandylands old folks' home. Sorry, everyone's jumping in. The water's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, come on in. The Greek fleet lure.
Do you watch The Idol, Stephen? Do you watch it?
Yeah, we do, unfortunately. I hate to admit it, but we do.
I do as well. I can't get enough.
Are you royalty?
Quite honestly, I just can't stand the guy. That stupid haircut.
I feel responsible for Carl Sandyland's fame, in a way, because I was actually asked once upon a time when I was on radio to do Celebrity Big Brother. And I said no. And they got Kyle from the same radio station.
Right.
And ever since then, he's been he's never left. He's just stayed on TV.
And is his hair actually created from, like, something that makes a snow freeze? Do they do that?
I don't know.
Or is it just straight out of a dog's ass? I'm asking you that.
That's the new topic. Is Kyle's hair straight out of a dog's ass? But every time he's interviewed, he just talks about how he was homeless. He's homeless in Brisbane, you know, for about a half a second.
Yeah, and then there was an interview with him in the Women's Max where he was sort of at his McMansion.
Which is
a really bad house, but it was looming terrible. Blocks of flats down on each side. And he was saying, the neighbours just never know who's going to turn up next. When they see Delta and Brian coming up the drive for another Saturday afternoon barbecue, they're just blown away. You go, how often does that happen? Has it ever happened? Anyway, that's a whole other moral episode.
So what did he think should be banned? Hosts of those shows.
He's had to go to work, that bike. I'm sorry, we got distracted. Who's next?
Hi, Kel.
He talked about
the wrong. Guys, all right?
Mate, we're excellent. What do you reckon? What are we going to ban?
Erectile dysfunctional ads.
Yeah.
Oh.
It seems to be the most common thing that's happening out there in the world.
It's the flavour of the month, mate.
Why don't we just ban erectile dysfunction?
There we go.
Because then that would get rid of the ads as well.
Now, you'd ban the erectile dysfunction ads. Are you happy for the premature ejaculation ones to stay on air?
Mate, they all got to go. It's worse than a tampon ad.
So, no more ads that have got anything to do with people's...
But it might be the chick that's talking about the ad, mate. She might have a bad head. You don't know.
There you go. Well, you do never know, Kel. And, you know, and thankfully you started an ad agency and things are looking up, are they not?
Chicks with bad heads. I know that generally makes me premature ejaculate.
Same here. Yeah. Thank you, Kel.
You know what? I don't think that's going to be our key phrase today.
No. And from the world of Kel to the world of Kel, are you there?
G'day, guys.
How are you?
G'day, Kel.
How are you? And what are we going to ban, dude?
I reckon movies where prissy ballerina girls fall in love with kids from the wrong side of the tracks and overcome all their obstacles by dancing.
Thank you so much, Kel. Somebody finally said it, Kel. You know what? You've absolutely cracked it. We've had, what is it called, do the thing and...
Save the Last Dance, Take the Lead.
Then there's an Antonio Banderas one, maybe that
Let's not forget Dirty Dancing, fellas.
Let's not forget Dirty Dancing.
I think the way it should be when the girl falls in love with the guy from the wrong side of the track, she should go and visit him and on the way home get hit by the train.
Did you get dragged to one over the weekend?
No, but I did manage to walk in on a friend of mine watching Centre Stage.
Did he hoist his trousers in a hurry?
Why not name that person?
What's
their name, Kel?
Their name is Sarah. Centre Stage, Sarah. Hang your head in shame.
Centre Stage. Is that her name now? Centre Stage Sarah.
It is now.
Oh. CSS.
Well, I have a feeling that we've got a ban on going over again.
I'm going to get in my Mercedes Sprinter and go home.
Such a big van. There's so much. It's the TARDIS of vans, the old Mercedes-Benz, all new Sprinter. Thank you to everyone who called in for a banning.
Yeah.
Who else do we want to thank today? Gregory Fleet, I think. Gregory. He deserves a mention.
I've got to come back because you recorded that fantastic song.
Yes.
So what would Greg Fleet do? So we've got to keep that secret.
Okay. Be on the lookout on the website for Passion High. We're going to start taking things like that. And there will be a free pile of sand outside the station in the coming week.
Careful of that anvil.
Maybe that's our key phrase today.
School of the air leaves you a loner. Come to the school that they call Passiona. Passiona High.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Robin Butler.
Now stick around for the Essential Countdown. Delicious tracks. 2006 of them totally going off.
The countdown continues all thanks to the Sprinter.
Further proof of how political correctness is being taken to ridiculous extremes.